First, a trigger warning. This blog concerns deep personal loss and grieving. Unexpectedly widowed. Our family changed overnight. My partner passed away. The father of my children is no longer with us. Again and again, I'm overcome with the similarities with the period just after the birth of our children. Now, as then, I long for moments to play music. Yet, day after day passes without it, despite the overwhelming necessity to put the complexity of grief into sound. Instead, I write, now that the children are sleeping. Birth and death frame the life that's in between. Whether it's a child that's born or a parent who dies, the balance within the family unit is gone. For the fourth time in my life, I have absolutely no clue what to do, because you cannot learn life from books. Fortunately, there are rituals to guide those who are adrift, rituals that are very similar in life and death. Instead of the professional maternity assistance every new mother in the Netherlands receives, this first week I was aided by a funeral service professional to help navigate our new reality. When my eldest was born, Sylvie was there to help with nursing, bottles, weighing, naps, and an endless stream of comforting words. This time, Tom coordinated the service, suggested decorating the coffin, explained the ins and outs of the hearse to the children, and prevented chaos by providing the right information at the right time. When my youngest was born, no one was allowed to visit because of COVID. The ensuing quiet was surprisingly welcome, although family could visit after a few days. Actual baby visits didn't start till much later. It felt the same now, with room only for direct family. We had to see each other. Sharing grief is even more crucial than sharing joy, but in a small circle. Even now, I keep the rest of the world at bay as much as I can. A fitting cocoon in both cases. As small as the newborn child, as big as the family full of vociferous loss. There are cards. The traditional baby cards are beautifully mirrored by the many cards of condolences that we received. To know that people hold you in their hearts is a surprising source of comfort. The same goes for the food that arrives in freezer boxes, small gifts sent by post, books to borrow, memories put on paper, pictures. It's like a warm embrace. A new life that is about to begin is anticipated by choosing a nursery, a name, and a card, with conversations, maternity leave, and medical checkups. A life that ends suddenly cannot be anticipated. From the morning card and the music to be played at the funeral service to finding out where everything actually is in the house, you cannot talk things through beforehand. Settling the estate becomes quite an ordeal. Municipality, state, tax authority, social services, bank, employer, solicitor. All added to our grief, navigating school and daycare, household duties, and an endless stream of texts asking whether you're okay and need help. I am somewhere in the midst of that chaos, as if in the eye of a storm. You might spot me when I'm teaching my toddler lessons, when I sing, when I play, when I write. Somewhere in the near future, music will make sure that grief in all its facets is sounded out. For us, the sun will rise again, so there is hope.